Here's another episode of the Open Science Barcamp 2019 coverage. Yeah, now I have a very special guest with me, Christina. I think you have to introduce yourself again, although you did this in the very first episode of this series, but still, just for the people who are not aware that you are also recording for us, but you hosted the session, so you have to do the same thing as everybody. So who are you?
My name is Christina Riesenweber. I work at the University Library of Freie Universität Berlin. I used to do open access there for the past 3 years, and now I'm part of a project for organizational development. So I'm very much interested in how libraries can do open science.
Yeah, and I was extremely sorry that I had to miss this session because I needed to go to another one, because the session was called Open Science as a Library Service, so close to my heart. So what did you discuss there? What were the main takeaways that you saw after the session?
So I basically explained how we are restructuring our libraries at the Freie Universität Berlin, and then I would like input and inspiration for how to integrate open science. And basically the first thing that I learned is that the worst place to do this is at a German library. So it was really interesting to have the international input from people from, for example, American libraries, but also Great Britain mostly, who said that there the kind of the culture of integrating librarians into the research is way more advanced than in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, actually. So that was really interesting to have new perspectives on why it is so hard, especially in German-speaking institutions, because the library is very hierarchical and not as well integrated into the research community, which kind of matches my experiences so far.
Yeah, this embedding of people, of librarians into your research work is unknown, or kind of unknown, yeah. And this is ridiculous in a way, because this is would be such a cool synergy. And I know this from my own experience that this is still needs to get in the head of people. But I think we are on a good track. I mean, it's definitely a long way to go, but it's now on many people's agenda. And I have the feeling that step by step, both parties see that they are needed, right? That this is a cool thing. So what else could you take out of the session?
Basically, what you were saying right now was also part of the discussion, and that is, in order to implement open science services as a library, the library needs to get closer to the researchers. So we talked a lot about this, actually not particularly open science, but knowing researchers' needs and what they want, and being more involved in the project is a very important step in order to become relevant players and also interesting partners for them in conversations. So this was something that we discussed at length, like this connection to the actual research is very important to make open science a reality as a library service. And also what was pretty apparent is that, of course, we talked a little bit about like infrastructural services that you can offer, but that is only a small part of what actually makes a library that actually supports open science. Like, you can have a repository and stuff, but that's not really enough. There needs to be like more stuff around that. And that has to do with people and with educating people. And also making people learn, as you said, about each other, the researchers about the library and vice versa, but also libraries about each other. Like, there may be good libraries out there that are already doing interesting things.
That's a very good point. In principle, there are some, cases where people had already success with this model, and that should be better displayed, right? Also, you know, as a library carpentry instructor and somebody who's pushing this, right, I also see that there's a lot of need for educating people, yeah. As you mentioned, right? I mean, maybe something. Did you discuss this there as well, or?
We talked about educating inside the library a lot. Like, as a prerequisite to implement open science services, we need to educate our staff, actually, because sometimes only a very dedicated group of people knows a lot about open access and open science, and that we have the need to spread that further. But we didn't like come up with any easy solutions for this. This is an ongoing process. But a very good solution that we found is that libraries should learn from each other more. And so I directly asked, so what are the cool libraries? So apparently there are three places to be when it comes to open science and libraries. Edinburgh. So everyone go to Scotland. I actually have been planning a trip, so that's cool. Also, the 411 conference is there this year. The second one was Utrecht in the Netherlands. As somebody who does open science very well. And then kind of third one up was Helsinki. Oh, okay. So if you're planning a trip around Europe, you can learn about open science libraries by stopping in these three places.
Excellent. Traveling and learning, right?
Yes.
Great. So how was the feedback, or what did the participants say? Do you see any activity in this perspective? And maybe something I would like to put in here also, because I think we have not covered this somewhere else, because Guido, so the organizer of the barcamp, he made a little poll, right? How many people are here from the libraries? And I think,
it was a lot.
So I think the ratio definitely increased in the recent years. I think there were always a few. I mean, Lambert and so on, he's also coming from the libraries, and there were always a few. But I think the amount of librarians now looking at this is increasing, and this is a good sign. This is a very good sign that although it's called an open science bar camp, the librarians clearly see them as part of this. And this is the case, right? This is very important that this kind of separation, let's say open librarianship or something like this, it's not there. Anything else that you would like to maybe present here?
Actually, maybe just the main takeaway that I had from this is that we can make open science better if we know our community well. Like in this group, there were a few people that I had never met before, and that I will definitely keep talking to because they have experiences or the same needs. So I think that is something that open science or the Barcamp Open Science is really good at, like giving me this sense of community and knowing where to continue the conversations even after we all go home tonight.
Yeah, this is also what Guido said here, or Lambert said. I think this is the starting point, right?
Yes.
The barcamp is the starting point. So here you can build your network. You know who's dealing with what. And I think everybody again learned a lot. So maybe you can have at some point a more deeper discussion how this brought, how you could bring this to your institution and who was the people who were really good examples for you and that you become now the example of showing this in Germany, for example.
That would be awesome. That's my new goal for the next couple of years, become the leading open science library.
So every library should be challenged now. So who becomes the most open library and the most open science supportive one? I would say challenge accepted.
All right.
Okay. So I guess we wrap up here. Thank you so much for your time, and see you around.
Thank you.